Patriots?
I just look at it as regular week. Just do what I've always been doing these last 21, 22 weeks, whatever, however long it's been.
Do you think that mindset has served you guys well to help you get to this point?
Yeah, I just take it as one day at a time, one practice at a time. That's all. Just control, we control. Just it's all about us. Just worry about us.
Have you asked the veteran guys who have played in the big game what it's going to be like?
I mean, besides it being a Super Bowl, I just like, hey, 60 minutes. That's all it is, 60 minutes.
Yeah, Sean, from years of watching the Super Bowl, is there any moment that kind of stands out to you that you remember and associate the game with?
There's been a lot of great games over the past couple of years watching the Super Bowl. I mean, there's been some good games, though. I mean, nothing really stood out to me.
Why do you think this team has become so beloved in a national spotlight?
We the underdogs, I guess. I mean, plus we believe in one another. I mean, no matter what anyone else says about us, we know we're gonna stick together. We believe in each other. We're gonna do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Have you ever been around a looser group of guys?
We just having fun, man. Just being ourselves. Coach, I would just say, just hang loose, have some fun, and have some swag.
How much fun is this for you this whole season?
It's been great. I mean, just continue to build on it.
This is obviously great. Why you came here. You thought there was a good chance of that. Looking back, did you really think that you guys would be in this game?
I mean, then I said it before I came here, didn't I? I mean, but I just believe. I mean, everyone is like, and we all believe. Like, we don't care who we playing. Let's face this opponent. No matter who's the jersey, we believe in the guy next to us.
After is it harder to make it to a faceless opponent when it's the Patriots? I mean, they come with
they put on their pads just like us. I don't care who it is, Tom Brady. It don't really matter who it is, who's the quarterback. It don't matter.
Ashton, I remember when you said that you told me that when you signed with this team, you felt that this was a team that could do great things in 2017. But when you made that statement that wherever you go, you're going to Super Bowl, at that time you didn't know where you were heading. As you stand here now, is it kind of surreal that your prediction came true?
No, I mean, I believe in what I say. Yeah, speaking into existence, man, I'm believing in it. If that's something, I just believe in it. Like I said, man, coming here, I just knew it. Like Coach Peterson, he even said it before the season started. I believe he made a few comments about this is going to be a special year. He got a special team compared to some of his Packers teams.
But you made that comment, did you feel pressure to perform up to that level and get here?
Pressure about what, man? Just football. Just play your game and believe in yourself and know your ability. Like, I believe in every guy on our team.
And, Alshon, Frank Reich was talking about what it shows about Carson with the way he's kind of celebrated Nick and the team being out. What have you seen with Carson during these past few weeks with him being out?
I mean, Carson was a great team, man. I mean, I know he want to be out there with us. Me and him was talking today. I know he want to be out there with us. I mean, playing. Because, I mean, it's a storyline. Carson Wentz against Tom Brady. Like I told him, hey, you got next year.
Yeah.
I mean, but right now, I mean, he's been a great teammate. Talking to us, communicating. I'm pretty sure he'd be in the quarterback room giving Nick and Nate some advice or whatever. And I'm pretty sure he'll go back and forth.
Is that hard for a player, you know, when you do so much to bring a team to a certain point and you can't play at this point in the season?
I'm pretty sure it's definitely tough. But, I mean, like I said, we all brothers. I mean, he wanted the best for everyone, so we all in this together, man. We're doing it for him.
Has your chemistry improved with Nick the last couple of games? The performances, obviously, the numbers have been great.
Just playing football. Nick taking what the defense gives him, just going through his reads and playing football.
So you said it's not Carson Wentz versus Tom Brady, but it is Nick Foles versus Tom Brady. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Nick going to lead us out there on the field. Hey, it ain't Carson, but it's Nick. Right now, I mean, that's how we look at it. I mean, Nick is our quarterback. We're rolling with it. Whatever happens, next man, like Coach said, next man up. That's our mentality. I mean, not only Carson's down. We got Jason. We got JP's down. We got Hicks. We got some more guys that's been down all season. But everyone, next man up, just been stepping in there.